Just a few years ago, Prague had more casinos than Las Vegas. A restrictive law which came into force last year has seen their numbers dwindle, but it failed to address the problem of gambling, sending compulsive gamblers online and creating a new group of young addicts who have never set foot inside a gaming house. The head of the government's National Anti-Drug Agency, Jindřich Vobořil, told Daniela Lazarová the young generation has become the primary target of the gaming industry.
Of course, teenagers are at this moment people who grew up with new technologies, and the whole industry is changing towards supporting this type of business. And of course, looking at the young underage people, they are the most vulnerable group, and they're going to be, of course, the future of the income to the industry. So when we look at a 17-year-old, almost 30% of them have already experienced gambling online.
What is being done in terms of prevention then?
Because very little at this moment. We have a new law which is going to be active since 1st January, which will restrict all type of gambling of legal industries, of course, which will also look at illegal providers, because we have at this moment lots of illegal providers online, even such illegal providers which officially sponsor sports in Czech Republic, and they have advertising, and they are illegal here. So we're going to have massive change since 1st January, and of course this government allocated some budget first time to put some money in prevention and treatment.
Do you see the legislation itself alone, which will come into force next year, as being adequate, or would you like to see more action?
Legislation is only one leg, as we say. It's not going to resolve it all, obviously. And also, legislation is a paper. We have to make sure that we are going to push the legislation forward, not only have it on a paper. We know it from the legislation on alcohol being sold to under 18, which is forbidden, and it's been always a problem. And on the other hand, we know that legislation cannot resolve everything. We need to have money for prevention and treatment. In this regard, we talk about following countries such as Portugal, for example, which allocated some percentage from the income from gambling industries to prevention and treatment.
In this country, there are some 100,000 gamblers, I believe, who have a problem, but only around 1,500 seek medical help. Why is that?
Because there was no interventions aimed to those people. So it's the first time when we allocated some money. So we have 14 districts in this country, and we want in each of them accessible service, accessible counseling. We started 7 of them, and I would like to see some online kind of counseling room, let's say, and of course a telephone line, which is waiting in the near future to be established.